Britain has decided the time is not right to give up the pound and adopt the euro as the national currency. The announcement came Monday from Chancellor of the Exchequer Gordon Brown. Mr. Brown says Britain is not ready yet to adopt a single European currency called the euro because not all of the five economic tests he laid out in 1997 have been met. Mr. Brown told Parliament that conversion to the euro now could hurt British jobs and restrict economic flexibility. He said there are too many structural differences at this time between the British and European economies to make the switchover successful. But he said investments in Britain would grow and the financial services industry would prosper with the euro. Despite Monday's announcement, Mr. Brown made it clear the government of Prime Minister Tony Blair will work to convince the public that Britain's future lies with Europe.
I believe a modern, long-term and deep-seated pro-European consensus in Britain about Britain's role in Europe and Europe's role in the world can and will be built in our country.
Public opinion polls show that 3 out of 5 Britons oppose giving up the pound, and the Blair government would have to win voter approval in a referendum before switching over to the euro. A leader of the anti-euro campaign in Britain, Janet Bush, told British television Mr. Brown made the right decision in light of Europe's current economic problems.
What's really important today is that the Chancellor is saying, no, we're not going to hold a referendum yet, the economics are not right, and we're very cautious about this. So for our campaign, we're very pleased because it means that we're not rushing into the euro, and we believe that that's the right decision because the eurozone is in difficulties.
But Mr. Brown said he will re-examine euro membership next year. He said eventual adoption of the euro would benefit the British people, and he called it one of the most momentous economic decisions facing the country. 12 of the 15 European Union countries now use the euro, with only Britain, Denmark, and Sweden remaining outside the eurozone. Michael Drudge, VOA News, London.